Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz and the Executive Council will receive an updated briefing on the northeastern Minnesota wildfires this morning before voting on a 30-day extension of the state's peacetime emergency. The extension would extend Executive Order 2608 beyond its current August 11th expiration date, allowing additional state resources to support firefighting and recovery efforts. Since July 7th, lightning-sparked wildfires have burned thousands of acres, forced evacuations east of Ely, and closed the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Meanwhile, hundreds of firefighters continue pouring into northeastern Minnesota as crews battle those multiple wildfires. Corey Hartman of WELY Radio says the response is growing by the hour.
More and more apparatus, more and more large vehicles are moving in, and teams from all over the country converging, hundreds and hundreds of firefighters that have made it to Ely and points north.
Crews continue working around the clock to contain the wildfires and protect homes, businesses, and threatened communities. There are steps Minnesotans can take to help ease the air conditioning running during this extreme heat. Minnesota Office of Energy Assistance Director Michael Schmitz.
One thing just to be aware of is there in Minnesota, you know, a lot of people think about the cold weather rule, which protects people from being disconnected during the winter. But there's also a hot weather rule that prevents disconnection during things like extreme heat advisories, which I know a lot of Minnesota is experiencing right now.
More information on the program can be found on the Minnesota Department of Commerce website. And smoke from the wildfires has prompted an air quality alert across much of Minnesota through Friday. In other headlines, Minnesota Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is trying to stop money from funding the war with Iran. Morrison took to the House floor to introduce her No Funds for Iran War Act, which would prohibit any taxpayer dollars from paying for the war. She says the money can be better spent.
One in two Americans can't afford health insurance. Food, housing, and childcare costs are astronomical. Inflation is at a three-year high, and the cost of gas, groceries, and everything in between is going up.
The Trump administration recently asked for another $88 billion to fund the war in Iran. Minnesota will receive more than $500,000 as part of an $18 million multi-settlement with bankrupt genetic testing company 23andMe. Attorney General Keith Ellison says the company failed to adequately protect customer data belonging to nearly 7 million people worldwide, including more than 92,000 Minnesotans. This is MNN.